Blog Talk Radio.
This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kalen Patterson, and together we are P4P Real Talk. Christmas Eve, everyone. Merry Christmas. I hope everyone has their shopping done and is enjoying a little family time and not still running around crazy. But I know that there are several people out there still doing that because I was one of them. But it's done now. It's good. I'm happy to be here with Kalen. And we have a very special guest tonight. Kalen, who do we have in the house with us tonight?
We got P4P's original, JB.
What's going on there, Squares? that's a shout out to the late great Bernie Mac.
Oh man! Anytime that JB is in the house, it is gonna be a good time. That's all I have to say, Mr. JB. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well. It's Christmas Eve. The family's upstairs. I'm in the dungeon where in my personal man cave and whatnot, talking to you guys. But all is well. I feel blessed. P4P is on the rise, and I'm very, very, very happy to be on the show with the best in the business, Kalen Patterson and Desiree.
Well, thank you very much. And with that, P4P, I know, has had a phenomenal year. I mean, truly. I mean, there, you and Joe and Chad and everyone, the entire team, just keeps pumping out new things, new items, great work, new athletes. You know, tell us about what you've accomplished this year.
Well, I'm gonna talk about what the athletes accomplished this year, because without the athletes, I mean, none of this. I mean, this has been a ground movement to get us off the floor, you know. And then, you know, we're doing other things to take us into even a further level, of course, with the athletes' help. My thing is that, you know, when we started, I couldn't, I mean, you have an instance where, you know, you dream and you have an idea, you feel the idea is needed, and golden. But it's really something when you start seeing it, you know, take hold. And, you know, there's been, you know, some things that, you know, have been very, very positive. There's things from just the drug-free bodybuilding world side of it that, you know, we still have work to do on things and whatnot, just on a mental level, on just making sure that we are getting our message out there that we are a sport as much as basketball, football, or anything like that. And we actually have testing on collegiate level that we do with our athletes. You know, just really to get the message out and get the respect that some of these athletes should have as champions and as warriors and soldiers in this game. We definitely still going to fight to do that. I caught your review. It was awesome. I will say, you guys are doing a great job. Let me say that first. But
thank you.
Review, yeah. I mean, you guys are doing your thing. And my thing is that when we started this, it started with just supplements. It started with the idea of getting unity, getting the athletes together to create an entity to where we could create leverage for the athlete to, you know, be on the side of the table where the money is, where the some of the publicity is. So, you know, there's actually opportunity. So it's not where we're sitting there and we're talking, we're throwing a message out there, you know, that you should be, we should be giving people anything. It's the message of that we should, just like anyone else in the world, have opportunity to be able to shine. And my thing is this, and that's the thing that we want to do. We sort of, you know, how I see P4P is more of like an insurance, you know, for the athlete. That's how I see it. We're mm-hmm. the person that when no one else is going to do something, that we will jump in and do it ourselves.
Hey, JB.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you talk about things like this, things that we're doing now that just are unheard of, you know, because usually it's something else or something else, but it has nothing to do with what's really going on. And I was like, when you came up with the idea for the P4P Real Talk, you know, we had an idea of what was going to happen, but I would have never dreamed that I'd be talking to a guy that was in the video game for Mortal Kombat. I mean, like, it's so much bigger than what we think.
Can you tell, did you tell everybody, how did that happen?
Yeah, give us a recap.
Yeah, how did you get, hold on, Kayla, real quick. If no one knows about Kalen, lend me your ear, Patterson, is that this guy comes up with guests that everybody's scratching their heads about. Where did you get this guy from?
He's a natural bodybuilder.
Really?
Yes.
We need to recruit that dude.
He doesn't have a sponsor.
Well, I'll have to hit him up. And then I think now a while ago you had an American Idol person on here, right?
Yes. Chris Medina, yes.
I mean, where you get this? When you tell me a drug-free a bodybuilding show that has that kind of diverseness, I can't think of one.
And don't forget about Desiree and that I don't know what it is, the pole. What is that?
Oh, you mean my pole girls that were on the show? Yes.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. They're all natural athletes too. We've had everything from, you're right, you know, different celebrities, different sports, doctors, psychologists, nutritionists. I mean, you know, sooner or later.
It's all from YouTube, and it's about, you know, putting people. When I was thinking about doing this podcast, how it first started is that I was listening, or I was on one podcast for PNBA. And they have a podcast or something where they were interviewing athletes and stuff like that. And then I started looking around at this Blog Talk thing. And I started looking around, checking it out and stuff like that. And I was like, man, this is something that P4P could get into. And with me, it goes from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And then
yes.
And then it turned, you know, I mean, when I went to the owners of Blog Talk Radio, and I'm not going to get into the specific because some stuff they don't want me there's private things and stuff like that I can't talk about. But what I can say is when I first thought about doing this podcast, mm-hmm. but a podcast network. That's the first thing that I thought about. And I'm one of them dudes that I think about something, then I figure it out. That's just how I go about things. So when Joe and Chad, they thought I was crazy. And they looked at me like, what? And I was like, man, what do you know about that? I said, man, I don't know nothing about it, but I'm going to make it work. So all I did my research. I started, you know, looking around and stuff like that. And then here comes Kalen Patterson. And I'm a pretty good eye. As soon as I talked to Kalen, and we had, you know, conversations on the on Facebook, and then we met a bunch of times and stuff. I had him come and do some interviews for me for not just the bodybuilding side, but also the MMA side, the PvP sports side. And I was like, yeah. This is who I want to start this whole thing off with, and I was like, this guy right here has that, you know, you can't explain it, but he has that it. He has that, you know, this dude right here. You got to grab him. So I was like, all right. So that's when me and Kalen started talking, and at first when we were going to do this, we were going to do this ourselves, which would have been a huge battle to do. And so I was like, all right. So I went to Blog Talk and started negotiating. And that's another thing that I do. And I went down and started negotiating and how to get certain things and everything for PvP muscle and stuff like that. Like I say, I can't go into the details, but let me put it this way. What I was asking for, they did not have when I was asking. I was creating something. When I was sitting there saying, look, this is what I want to do. We got at that time like 250 or whatever, 300 athletes. And I was like, well, I want to do is create a network where I can take athletes with different backgrounds, different time zones, different, you know, I want it different across the board with different audiences. And we can put them together in one gigantic network, not just one or two. But I'm talking about 30, 50, 80 hosts. And that's what we're building here. And what would happen is it would sort of create this vacuum for the P4P podcast. So what would happen is something. Most people, some people will look at it, let's say your most common person will look at this and say, well, man, they're going to compete against each other. No. What they do is they actually help each other. Because what happens is that everybody will bring in an audience that the other host wouldn't naturally get. And that person will come around, and what most people do is they will check out the whole thing on P4P Studios and with the podcast and everything. So they'll not only look at Kalen, but they'll look at Melinda, they'll look at, you know, David, and on and on and on and on. And they'll start looking at different shows, and pretty soon what happens is you bring such a big pub coming in, because it's just numbers. It's just numbers. When you got like 30, 40, 50 hosts, even if everybody was doing average, you're going to bring in thousands and thousands of listeners.
Yes.
And that gets back to what you've been saying all along about just creating a bigger stage and a bigger presence for the national athletes that you're looking to represent. And so this is just one of those stepping stones that's getting there, right along with, you know, creating other opportunities for them, like the new app that you just rolled out. And I know we touched a little bit on that about a week ago, but we didn't really get real in depth about the app and how it works.
Right. Well, don't you love Desiree, man? She just keeps everything on point. I love it. I love how she just went. I love it. But the app, that's actually was Joe's deal. And Joe actually, which is kind of unusual for Joe, because Joe's a pretty conservative, you know, he's a very, you know, you know, I'm the cat that's going to, if you thought I was going to do something crazy like this, it would have came from me. But Joe actually presented this to the technology for this and the ideal for this. And then we sort of ran with it, and then we sort of took it again. We took something, and then we just put layers to it and make it to where the athletes could benefit, P4P could benefit, and we could bring a bigger audience in. Now, I'm going to tell you, man, this app right here, now we're doing things. We're in the works with certain things. We're bringing on, which, you know, not too long from now, you'll start you'll see we'll have a new social media person. We're gonna start to get into more marketing companies to get certain messages from P4P out. Because some of the things that we're doing is revolutionary, like this app. This app is crazy. Nobody's doing this app. There's nobody doing this. And it's so what's so crazy about it is that it's so way up there where because no one ever done this before that I don't think people totally get it still. They don't totally understand it, and I think it's one of those things where it has to marinate for a while. Because it's crazy. You tell me a company out there that you can get paid from putting out social media posts. This is a bodybuilder's dream.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is a bodybuilder's dream. And I mean not where we bring you on and you know and then we work out a deal. This is on top of it. This is where you can get, you know, from your registration, and we're building the things that you can get from this as we get bigger and bigger and bigger. But what happens is like the people, hopefully, the people who are listening to this podcast, Desiree and Kaylin, are getting paid listening to this. Now, where can you get that, man? you can't get nowhere. It's crazy. And when the guy who when Joe brought this to us, I was like, what? And he's like, dude, hold on, man. So me and Joe had a meeting with the guy behind this that did the technology for this. And we sat there, and he explained it and broke it down to us and stuff like that. And I said, man, this is crazy. This is, like, really crazy. But this is a bridge to bigger and better things. That's what a lot of people don't understand. This is to get athletes to do things so we can go to that next level that we want to do with this company. And to where, you know, let me put this into your hat. Let me put this feather in your hat. And you tell me, you know, this is a little out there and stuff, but, you know, this is P4B muscle, so I'm going to let it fly.
Right.
So imagine this. Imagine all the athletes have their individual website. And imagine that all the athletes are doing the app and doing it religiously, and they're doing, you know, loading up, getting those free registration fees, free product, free hotel stay, free whatever. And they're doing all that stuff. And we're creating a big noise, you know, where the more and more athletes come in, the bigger this gets. And what happens is now you get other businesses that want to get into our network because of it. And not just because we have this going on. A lot of people have network going on. The difference between us and the rest of them, we can control it.
Yes.
That's what the business owners want, if you can get that. So if I can go to a business owner, for instance, let's say Desiree, as a gym owner, let's say I go to you and I sit there and say, all right, this is what we can do. We can have about 25 of our athletes, we can put links on each one of their websites. They can do a shout out or a basically mini commercial of your product once or twice a week from each one of those athletes. And then not only that, we can also do shout outs on our podcast of 30 to 40 hosts. And not only we can do this, Desiree, but we can track everything. We mm-hmm. can, without a shadow of a doubt, tell you the minute, the day, each week, when you want that said and it's done in real time from that, and we can give you the feedback, like in paper form, of this is when it get out. And not only that, we can put our, which that's coming in the future too, our athlete manager in charge of that, where you can stay in contact with them with your business's promotion through our athletes. It does sort of a high-tech, high-touch situation. So what happened is in what most companies want is they want to get into Desiree's circle, okay? So it's not about – it's about efficiency with your marketing and promotion. So it's not about just throwing something up against the wall and see if it sticks. It's about, I want to get into Desiree's circle of even if Desiree has 20 people, right, and that's all she mm-hmm. has coming in there. They're close friends, family, boom, 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 boom. But Desiree is sitting there promoting this business's product to those close friends that trust her and things of that nature of the things that she's saying, and they can get into that circle. That's what the businesses want, because if I can show them a grand total of 400 to 1,000 athletes with those 20 people in their circle, that's what they want. Because now what happens is I can get their message out, that business message out to the masses, but in efficient terms. So within
yes.
small mm-hmm. circles and stuff from boom, 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 boom. It will revolutionize the way sponsorship is done, and this is what, you know, this is, like I said, from this is the bridge to that next level. And this is, and now you say, well, what the athletes get out of? Well, dude, here's what happened. Imagine this: you have a mini website where you have links of these businesses on your website. And your sort of your little mini website sort of looks like a race car. You ever seen those race cars with all the sponsors all over the car?
Yes.
Yep.
So that's what your mini website will look like. And what will happen is that you will get, your job is to make sure you keep your circle flowing through here, clicking on their link, going to their website, checking out their stuff. That's pretty much the gist of your job. Is to make sure that traffic keeps on going, so we can sit there and go to the business owner and say, you know, see, here's your traffic that's coming in. Here's the people who are clicking on your link, going to your website. Here is the social media stuff that this athlete is doing on behalf of your company. They're saying exactly what you want them to say and stuff like that. And here's some, you know, whatever testing stuff that they're doing on their website, either video or pictures or whatever it may be. And then what happens is that athlete will get kickbacks on all of that. So when they pay for that promotion, all that, because that all going to cost money. When they pay for
mm-hmm.
that promotion, the athlete will get kickbacks on that. Their only job is to keep that traffic coming through and keep that person who put their link on their website happy. And along they're doing that, they're going to get paid and stuff like that, and then that's how it goes. It will revolutionize the way sponsorship is done.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's where we're shooting for. That's where we're shooting for. And it's going to take a little bit, because, like I said, like this alone right now, with the app that people, athletes right now, they sort of have to marinate. It's sort of like, man, dude, this ain't done before. And they sort of like, you know, now they're starting more and more are starting to get it now. More and more are starting to get it. And then once we can get them marinating, everything is done in stages. I mean, think about
yep.
it. Look, I mean, they're just figuring this out. You imagine if I just threw what I just threw on you guys on them?
Well, it is, you know, and it goes like that. Because you have your early adopters, and then after they do it and people can be like, oh, okay, that's how that works, then it does gradually start to, you know, pick up. But it does take a little bit. You are right about that.
If we want to get, you know, as we start, you know, and think about it, it's just numbers, man, as we go along. That's why if you are an athlete, hopefully you're listening to this show, because my thing is why you should be a P4P muscle athlete is because we are aggressive and we don't stop. And we our goal is to create as much money, not as a partnership with the athlete and whatnot, for them and for us. And I don't know where you can get a deal like that.
No.
And my thing is like, you know, what normally people would have done, it'd been so easy for us just to sit there and say, all right, we got the network. You know, we can just make the money ourselves and just bring people in and make money off of it and don't give nothing to the athlete. But in the, how P4P was built by the athletes. It was the faith in that they can promote and push this. And I feel that this, when we do go to that next bridge, what we'll do is it will also take drug-free bodybuilding to that next level too as well. I'm a big believer, and some people might take this the wrong way, but this is just JB's truth and whatnot, is that I believe that in order for drug-free bodybuilding to go to that next level, it's going to be from an outside entity. It's not going to be from the organization. Too much politics, man. Too much politics with that. It's going to be someone, you know, and I'm not saying it's us, but it's going to be someone, an outside entity, that's going to come and take drug-free bodybuilding to that next level, because everything is there for the taking. I mean, everything that you have in common with the average Joe or the weekend warrior or the mom that wants to get in shape or whatever the deal is you have more in relationship to those people than the juice heads do. And there's money just sitting there. There's publicity just sitting there. We are way behind to where we should be. And stuff like
I agree.
That. The problem is that we are just basically kept in a closet, and we just aren't promoted. And that's, if you ask me, what's my number one thing that I feel that I'm very upset about, or I feel very sad about, is the promotion of drug-free bodybuilding. I feel that it is so horrible, and that's the only word I can use to describe it.
From a corporate standpoint, yes. But then also, if I remember right, Kaylin, when you were talking with Fred Rolette on Real Talk, that was one of the challenges that he issued to each athlete, though, is to promote your own, not just yourself, but promote other natural athletes and to get them out there. So it's like a two-pronged approach. But I think that's also a great thing about what's going on with
now,
P4P.
Now, hold on. This is
muscle.
Real talk, right? Right, yes. Right, Kaylin? Okay.
Yes, it is.
So let me start off saying I love Fred. I love him to death. Okay, let me start off by that. I love Fred to death. But I have to disagree with a couple things that Fred just said, if that's what I'm just going by what you're telling me and stuff. But
all right, well, Kaylin will have to correct me if I'm misrepresenting,
okay.
But I think that's part of the conversation.
Yes, it is. He said what he basically piggybacked what JB just said. It's going to have to be an outside source to unite them, and he challenged he challenged the natural athletes to come up with an idea to make that happen, to where the egos, the pride, and everything inside basically doesn't keep us from growing.
Okay, I do agree with Fred with that, but what I would say is what he's saying is incomplete though. So what to me. Now, this is just opinion now. And so my thing is that I do agree with him what he said, but what I will add to it is that that the organizations do a lot of deflecting. And when instead of just, I never really hear a lot of owning up to stuff from them. I always hear a lot of blaming on something else. But I never, ever heard like an organization, any of them, just sit there and say, you know what, man, we have been lacking a little bit. We need to do better. We should be promoting our world champion. We should be take pride in our organization and get the message out there more. We have failed on that. And I haven't heard anything like that from any organization, and you probably won't hear that. Because there's a lot of egos when it comes into this thing. And, you know, as soon as you start talking about one organization, then they start saying, you know, they start thinking like, oh, what do you think? This organization is better than me. See, and that's not how PvP flows. We're pretty much, we have athletes in every organization there is. And my thing is that I consider us neutral. So when I talk about organization, I'm talking about organizations, period. I'm not talking about one or the other. I'm talking about they pretty much a lot of them with the promotion-wise on it, promoting their athletes and promoting their drug-free sport and stuff like that, are pretty much all of them are on that same level to where they all lack to do that. And I'm sorry, like, when you do stuff like if you talk about putting out a social media poster and a flyer, of promoting your athletes on an organization that brings in thousands of dollars, upon thousands of dollars, I feel that's lacking. And you know, first thing you hear them say, they do a lot of deflecting. So a lot of them will sit there and say, "Oh, the supplement companies should do it." Or the athletes, if they want the organization to get more promotion, then they need to get out there and promote them. Man, I'm sorry, dude. I mean, whatever happened where the buck stops with me? Whatever happened about responsibility of your organization and whatnot, and sitting there and quit blaming other entities and try to, you know. It's the same thing like the athletes. You sit there, you talk about athletes who win world championships and whatnot, all the stuff they go through, the you know, the ups and the downs, the hurdles and the obstacles they go through to make it on that stage and stuff like that. But then as soon as you have a little problem of doing certain things, maybe there's a reason why you don't want to talk too loud about drug-free bodybuilding. I don't know. But my thing is that I hear a lot of deflecting and not a lot of just taking one on the chin and just sitting there saying, my bad, we will do better. We will do better, I promise you that. And that's all, honestly, I think a lot of athletes want to hear is something on that level. But it's sort of like out in space right now. You really don't know what's going to go down with this, with drug-free bodybuilding. It's sort of like a surprise as you go along. And it's pretty interesting. I never saw a business vehicle like this in my life. And I know selling this business vehicle to, you know, I have accountants and business accountants and stuff, and they scratch their heads at this business vehicle that they do and stuff like that. But my thing is that I do agree with Fred on this. If we're going to go further and promote drug-free bodybuilding, we're going to have to. It's going to be an outside entity. One aspect that you do hear is you hear people say, "Well, man, you know, I don't do it. I don't do it for fame, or I don't do it for pay, or I don't do it. You know, I do it because I truly love." If you truly like, don't get into, you know, you hear people, you see this on social media all the time. If you don't, you know, don't go into natural bodybuilding thinking that you're going to get rich or you're going to make some money or anything like that, stuff like that. Okay, that's a given, man. You can say that about football, basketball, and everything. There's a small percentage that make it. But my thing is that to sort of sit there and say that because you want this great sport to get promoted more, and how it's going to get promoted more, if you like it or not, they're going to have to be more money. They're going to have to be more money, and they're going to have to be more publicity. And in order
JB,
for
JB, there's something that you're saying that's true, but, you know, if you're passionate about anything, you want it to grow. I mean, what you're saying makes perfect sense. But, you know, even though, all right, if people do have passion about it, if they do love what they're doing,
right.
I've never seen any parent be happy with a child getting straight A's in kindergarten and wanted to stay in kindergarten.
Exactly. Well, I just got to know who I was talking to, man. I was talking to an athlete. I think it was a new athlete. I forgot who it was, but I remember the conversation. That we were sitting there saying, you know, I was sitting there saying, like, look, dude, you have to promote this. It has to be big. It has to be, there has to be money flowing. There has to be things like that. Because for as bigger you can make it, the more money you can make it flow, that's one more person that you will flip from going over there to the dark side. And when I say the dark side, from making a mistake in their life and sticking the needle in them. And doing things that they probably will regret later in their life. And my thing is, but if you're a secret, dude, if you're sitting there and no one's talking about you and no one's whispering about you, man. Of course, that's why you get all these young cats. Let's go to NPC. I mean, you take your story, Kaylin, and a whole bunch of other people that I don't heard. I didn't even know there was a drug-free bodybuilding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because think about that. Really think about that. Desiree, think about that. Joe said the most profound thing that I ever heard on the I think it was on one podcast. There's no such thing as a drug-free swimming team, drug-free football team, drug-free basketball team, drug-free baseball team. So when people naturally sit there and say, you know, when you sit there and you say drug-free bodybuilding, they look at you kind of screwy.
Yeah.
Like, what's a drug-free bodybuilding? Isn't it all the same?
That's right.
No, but sure not.
And that's the education that people don't get. They don't understand. Once they understand why there has to be a drug-free bodybuilding versus a non-drug-free bodybuilding, I think once that message is out there fully, I believe in people, and I believe they make rational decisions for the most part. Do I believe there are some people that just don't care and they'll just roll with it? Yeah, and to each their own. That's their decision. I'm not trying to get on anybody for making whatever decision they feel is right for themselves. But what I'm saying is that there's some people like Kayla and other people who didn't even know there was a drug-free bodybuilding because it don't make sense.
That's right.
The word saying drug-free bodybuilding don't make sense.
Meshack said it best. You know, he said, you know, how do you sit there and say natural bodybuilding? That should be simply bodybuilding. There shouldn't be any other bodybuilding.
Right. We are the original, the alpha. We are the original.
Yeah.
This is, you know, that's what I'm saying. And we let Weeder and the rest of them cats take it. Because mainly we have poor representation on this side. We have people who want to get a quick buck and stuff like that. And I don't care, man. You got people sitting there saying, oh, man, we don't do this. Well, come on, man. When there's people who start out and do this for the reason. No one sits there and say, okay, I'm going to start an organization to be broke. No one does that. Do you make normal decisions? So do you get, like, do you just do things that are totally just don't make sense? So you, like, sit there and say, well, let me get into this business that is going to definitely make me broke. He doesn't. So when they say that, oh, I don't do it for the money, all that, man. That's some soundbite stuff. That's some soundbite stuff where they trying to make people make them look at them differently, or to make them feel like they are on a higher level or something like that. But you cannot make me believe that you knowingly went into something and saying that I want to be broke when doing this business. If that's the case, dude, why even do it? Why don't you just donate to someone who is doing it?
Yeah.
Why don't you just donate money to it like you do anything? No,
I can work too.
Because it's not true. They did it as a business. They did it as a business to make money or whatever they're trying to do, whatever their thing is. And let's just be real about it. And they got into it and found out that, oh my God, you got to actually do work for this. You know, and then some people will actually do work and some people won't. You know, I have the advantage of being able to see promoters on both sides, you know, because, like, we do PPP sports, and I see how the promoters on that side with MMA and triathlons and
those are few.
Yeah, these events on how they do their events. And those dudes promote, man. Those dudes promote. And they actually do it in a short amount of time. They actually start promoting their stuff in front of the event like within like 30 to 60 days. But they go hard. And my thing is that because they have to fill the seat in order to make money.
Yeah.
So my thing is that, you know, there's things that we need to do to get better. I feel it will have to be an outside entity to take this over with. I'm hoping it's us. If it's not us, then I hope we spark the brain that does do it and stuff like that. But some
well,
of the
and
things
you're,
that
and you're
doing,
getting ready. You're getting ready to, venture into some new space even as you say this, because I know you're getting ready to represent at a pretty big venue coming up in 2016, are you not?
Yes, and there you go. Desiree, I love you. But so the Arnold, we're doing the Arnold Classic, P for P Muscle.
Yeah, man!
What?
Yeah. So we're gonna be up in there representing. Now we're going in there to, you know, we're still, you know, PvP is still gonna be speaking the same message. We do our same thing. We do what we do, and well, we go in there because it's one of the biggest sports events in the world, and we do have other things besides drug free bodybuilding. We do have the PvP sports side and things of that nature that we have to represent too as well. And my thing is
still
that,
drug free,
right?
Still drug
and,
free. Yes,
and we're definitely gonna take the drug free. We're gonna bring Kaylin's gonna go. We're gonna bring Kaylin down there, and he'll be interviewing people, stuff like that. We got so far now. Don't book me on this and whatnot, because things can go wrong. But so far we got Martin Daniels gonna be down there. Now things could go wrong, but that, so we have a yes that he's going to be there. So we got Martin Daniels who's going to be there representing P4P Muscle, Angela Yeo, she's definitely going to be there. We're bringing out the beef, and we're bringing out some guns, we're bringing out some other, you know, we're still looking for people to represent P4P Muscle and stuff like that. We're going to have DJ. We're going to have DJ in the background. I mean, we're bringing the noise, man.
You can put me in your suitcase, Kaylin.
Yeah, we're going to have DJ in the background, and we're going to represent and do our thing. And we feel that, you know, we want, you know, we feel that we are the true drug-free representative for the drug-free athlete out there. Now, that's not us just being pompous or cocky. I feel that's fact. I feel that's based on everything we've done. I heard your review when I told you about the money that we divvy out for the cash in the athlete pocket and the you know, some of the giveaways that we did for athletes and stuff like that. Here's what you're going to trip out about. That money doesn't seem like a lot, which I think it was like $10,000 or something like that. That money doesn't mm-hmm. seem like a lot, but that's unheard of.
Yes.
That
sounds like a lot to me.
That's stuff that we were doing. You find me another company that's doing that.
Exactly.
That's real, dude. We didn't gain anything out of that. We lost money. We didn't gain anything out of that. But that was my thing, is that we did that at small little venues that maybe had like 100 people at it.
So
I mean, it wasn't that we were doing it to pout our chest or anything like that. But, I mean, some people talk it and some people do it. And I figure that PvP is one of those people that do it. And my thing is we do it and then we talk about it afterwards. But my thing is that is unheard of, dude. And I think, there's things that people don't know. I think we did over, you know, with our athletes and stuff, with, you know, registration fees paying in all that stuff and all the stuff that athletes were able to pay for through our sponsorship. I think it's something over 20 G's.
Yes. I think you're going low end on that.
Yeah, something like 20 G's. Now, you got to understand that we're like a 2-year-old company. And you show me another that there's like hundreds of athletes that were able to pay for their registration fee. And my thing is that as what you got to understand what PvP is. And some people get confused on what PvP is. Some people know, some people think they know, some people, you know. P4P is for the masses. That was the whole message mm-hmm. when we did this, when we went to everybody. It's for to bring drug-free bodybuilding to another level and stuff like that. And the only way we could figure out how you could do that is through the masses versus the few. The few wouldn't get you anything. We would just be your normal, you know, everyday supplement company, not really doing anything for the sport. And my thing is when you have masses of people, of athletes, then you affect things when there's mm-hmm. masses of people. And that's in anything that you do. And my thing is some people are for that. Some people are like, can see the bigger picture and they're for that. And then there's some people who aren't. There's some people that are with P4P because of that, you know, they understand that, and there's some people who aren't with P4P because they just don't get that. Now, for whatever reason that is, that's on them. But my thing is that this isn't a me-type company. I'm just going to say that straight out. And who can tell you that this isn't a me company than the owner. Currently, all the owners work. And my thing is we all work. And a lot of that 20 G's that went to the athletes came out our pocket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not our, you know, because we reinvest everything back into the company because we're for the long game, not the short game. We're for the long game. We had this decision when we first started that what we wanted to do, and we were for the long game versus the short game, and that's what we wanted to do because we knew there was other things, there's things that we wanted to do just besides just protein and stuff like that. We want to have impact. And so my thing is that, you know, a lot of people, we don't talk about that, and I'm talking about it now mainly because that there's been some poor representation sometimes of PvP that they, you know, people just don't understand, you know. And I guess, you know, sometimes when, and it's not, you know, some people's fault because they don't know a lot of stuff. We don't put our stuff out there like that. And everything like that. They don't know about athletes that come to me that had a tragedy or whatever it is that I help and Joe help reach in our own pockets and we do that stuff and everything like that. And, I mean, we got Liam over there in UK, right? And I think since we had Liam, we done brought Liam over here for all his competitions and everything like that and stuff like that. And things of that nature. And there's stories like that throughout P4P Muscle. But my thing is you got some real dudes that is doing this and stuff like that. And I'm not saying this just to sit there and say, oh, P4P Muscle, look at us and stuff like that. I'm saying it because I don't want a misrepresentation of what we're trying to do. And we're trying to impact the sport. And we're for real. There ain't no scam to this. There ain't no, we're real dudes, man. Kaylin done met me. Desiree done met me, too. I'm a real dude. And I'm not trying to do nothing crazy. And when we sit there and say that we're trying to promote drug-free bodybuilding, we're for real about that, man. Why would I go through all this if not? You know, well, I could set up shop like a lot of cats that I know, just set up shop and just sell it local. And make some money that way. But we're trying to, you know, we're trying to do more than that and stuff like that, you know.
You are doing more than that.
Well, you only get a chance, man. You know, Kaylin, you only have this one life, man. And some things, when you do things, it has to matter. It has to have impact. I feel this is it for us. And so we go at it as such, you know. Some things, you know, we are aggressive and we shoot for. Some things happen, some things don't, and stuff like that. But my thing is my number one promise to all athletes when we started this was that everything we do would have the athlete in mind, and I'm gonna tell you, I have been true to that form since we started.
Yes, you have.
And that's what I'm saying. So my thing is that, yes, we're going to be at the in Columbus. We're going to have some great drug-free athletes with us. We're going to be promoting. Yeah, and matter of fact, I'm going to go to a couple organizations. I'm going to go to a couple organizations, whoever wants to, and if they can give me some, you know, some small promotional stuff that we can put on. I mean, it's kind of cramped where we are, but they give us some promotional stuff. We'll promote the organizations, too, as well, and stuff like that. And that's why I said, I told Fred and a whole bunch, I said, hey, here's the deal, dude. If you ain't going to promote it, I'll promote it, because I don't fear these cats. They can't do nothing to us. They're our competitors. So my thing is I could care less of what they don't like. And so my thing is that we go in there and promote the organizations and stuff like that, and let people know on certain shows that are going to be going on and stuff and everything like that. Now, do I agree? I know I talk about, and that's my thing, man. I love this sport regardless of my disagreement with the organizations in the sport. You understand? I still love this sport. So anything I can do to promote this sport, I'm going to promote this sport. And my thing is that hopefully P4P and other people can sort of police it and that we can sort of grow and get better, bigger and better in our sport and do things of that matter. But I'm very excited. So I'm very excited about this. It's going to be huge. We're doing everything. We have a DJ. We're going to do a huge promotion on it. Me, I'm on the road all the way to the Arnold. I think I'm going to, from Kentucky to Iowa, I'm going to all these gyms and whatnot, just pushing out P4P and everything. So we're going to do a big promotion push. We got a couple of marketing companies that are going to push out stuff for us with this show. So we're gonna go in there and we're gonna do what we do, and represent and stuff like that. So I think, you know, I don't know, but you know what? I'm gonna ask though, Cameron. I'm gonna ask the representative there. Can organizations? Can anyone like so? Could we get like a drug free organization to do a booth there? I wonder if that's possible. I bet you they would say yeah, because they don't care.
I bet you
they say yeah.
I remember when the DFAC tried to do it and it didn't work.
Really?
Yeah. They had a big blow up on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I'm liking what Vicky and them. I'm getting me and Vicky done had our disagreements and stuff in the past and stuff, but I'm liking what DFAC, their aggressiveness that they're doing with their shows and stuff like that, like Chicago One,
the Windy City Classic.
That's crazy though when you think about it. DFAC is trying to make a push.
Hey, they got a good promoter in Brian McCabe, I'll tell you that.
They got Brian. What'd you say?
He loves the sport. I said Brian loves the sport. I mean, you know that better than me. I mean, you've dealt with him.
Yeah,
so,
Brian does love the sport and stuff like that. Yeah, too bad it didn't work out with his past organization, but you know, we'll leave that for another topic.
It's true. We'll definitely have to.
I'm gonna tell you, Gail. That's a whole. We gotta get on. You gotta get me on for that, dude. About the because I
we will bring you on. We will bring you on another show for that one, and to talk more about what we've got going on in 2016. Definitely, as we get closer to the Arnold, we'll want to have you back and talk more about that push and everything you've been doing leading up to that. The gentleman,
hey,
it is Christmas Eve.
New flavor, Alter Ego.
Okay, I'm gonna let you slip that in, and then we need to turn our listeners loose to be with their families. What's the new flavor?
Fruit punch.
Fruit punch.
Alter Ego. It's pretty good, man. It's really good.
All right.
It should be coming right before the Arnold.
All right.
Everybody got that? All of our listeners out there tonight, so lots of stuff that's been said, lots of stuff for you to marinate on, but Fruit Punch coming out before the Arnold, Alter Ego, you're going to want to talk about it. Kaylin hasn't said any. Yeah, I was just going to say, Kaylin, I'm about to say, Kaylin hasn't said anything, but there he got it, the snickerdoodle protein. You're going to want to get that in. And what'd you say?
We're about to wreck some minds with snickerdoodle up in the Arnold. Okay,
so we're
going to
be,
and
if you haven't tasted snickerdoodle, you're going to want to get on that. That should have been on your wish list for Santa to put in your stocking. But, you know, for real, for all you listeners out there, this is.
I'm not trying to interrupt you, but just.
You are trying to interrupt me, but I'm going to let you. I'm going to let you. Go ahead.
I got one more important thing. I'm sorry. Did you get the email from Tyann about the thing for the P4P muscle athletes for the holiday? The discount?
Holiday. You know what? I'm a little behind on my email. I did see that I did get something from Tyann and it said surprise.
Check
I haven't read it yet.
Hey,
I'm sorry,
Tyann,
if you're listening.
30% off. Biggest
I'm going to check
ever.
It as soon as we get off the phone.
30% off. Check your emails, all P4P muscle athletes. 30%
off.
All right,
so 30%
off
that snickerdoodle. All right, so get on it. Happy holidays to everyone. But for real, this is, JB is throwing a lot out there. Everything he's doing, it is for the athlete's benefit. It's not just him. It's Joe Manning. It's Chad. It's Tyann. It's the whole team, and it's the athletes. And it's like anything. This can be as big as you want it to be. As a P4P athlete. So do
read your emails like I haven't done, so I'm going to read my emails, but do read your emails. If you're not a P4P athlete, go to P4PMuscle.com and check out what it takes to be added to the roster. If you are an athlete, be sure to be taking advantage of all the things that they're putting out there, because this is only to make the sport better and to make you better. And, you know, the more active participating athletes we have in all of these programs, the faster everything is going to take off. So if there's anything you get out tonight, here's my holiday wish to all of you, is that you get informed, you get educated, and just start making things happen. And 2016 competition season is right around the corner. So now's the time to get your engine going from the prep standpoint, from the marketing standpoint, all of that. And, you know, the whole team is accessible. JB, Joe, Chad, Kaylin, Tyann, ask questions, get in the know, and get ready, because the team will be on the road. I mean, how many shows were you at this last year? I want to say, I'm already forgetting, I'm going to say 34, 68, where were you?
Well, we, in the last, the first year, we did about 30-something shows nationwide. This year,
yep.
We did something, this past year, we did something like 20-something shows nationwide. And then this year would be a little bit down because we got some things that we're working on and stuff like that. But they will be potent, the places that we are going.
Potent. I love it. So a lot of good stuff coming up. So thank you, JB, for sharing all of this with us and the real talk. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Kaylin, thank you. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, New Year, all of that kind of stuff. And to our P4P family, whether you're an athlete or not, you know you're part of our family. If your body is a temple, let's build it.
Oh, I love that. Word.